Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Chav Gimel, and we are 8 lines from the top of Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph Vaharei Truma. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leah, and Manuel Bas Chana. Today's daf is also being learned Le'iloi Nishmas Avram Ben Yibad L'Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're in the middle of discussing the Machloikis between Chizkia and Reb Avon. Every time it says in the Torah, thou shalt not eat something, what about Hana? What about benefiting from it? Chizkiya said, when the Torah says, loy yoichal, loy soichal, loy soichlu, what it means is you're not allowed to eat. If you want to benefit from it, certainly you would be allowed to, unless the Torah specifically says, or at the very least insinuates through some drasha, that it's asa bahana. The mere fact that the Torah said you're not allowed to eat it doesn't mean you're not allowed to benefit from it. What it means is, you're not allowed to eat it. Rabbi Vo argues, Rabbi Vo holds that wherever it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat something, it means both Isser Achila and Isser Ana. To the contrary, actually you par at the Kosov, unless the Torah is going to go out of its way, the way it did in the Parsha of Nevevo, where the Torah said, L'gera shebish arecho titnena, oy macha timkerena l'nachri, the way it did in the Parsha of Trefa, l'kelev tashlichan oisai. But if the Torah doesn't go out of its way to tell you that this item is mutter bahana, we're going to assume that it's asa bahana. So according to Chizkiya, when the Torah says don't eat something, all it means is don't eat. According to Rabbi Vo, when the Torah says don't eat something, what it means is you're not allowed to eat it. It also means that you're not allowed to benefit from it. Why are we discussing this in Masechtas Pesachim? Because the Makor to Chizkiya's halacha was the parish of Chametz. Chizkiya said that minayin l'chametz bePesach shasabano. How do you know that Chametz is asabano on Pesach? Shenema, because the Torah says lo yeyochel chametz. And Chizkiya was medayik that really the Torah should have said lo yoichel chametz. What's lo yeyochel chametz? Not don't eat chametz, but rather chametz shall not be eaten. It's coming to be marba something. What it's coming to be marba is that chametz is not only asa b'achila, it's also asa b'ana. This is all Chizkiya l'shita asai. This is Chizkiya shita. That Chizkiya holds that had the Torah merely said lo yoichal, I would think it only means isra achila, I wouldn't know isra ana. Thus, I need a drasha lo yeyachel to tell me that it's not only asa b'achila, but it's also asa b'ana. In Rabbi Avoh's world, the Torah wouldn't have to say lo yeyachel to tell me that chametz is asa b'ana. Lo yoichal already means isra ana. Either way, the Gemara discussed many different types of machalos asuros as it relates to whether they're aser bahana or not aser bahana. The Gemara went through did hanasha, dam, ever menachai, shor haniskol, orla. The Gemara asked in some cases only on Rabbi Vo, in other cases on Rabbi Vo and Chizkiya. Either way, we're in the middle of the Gemara's deep discussion of the machloikis between Chizkiya and Rabbi Avo. So, Gemar, very truma. What about truma? The Rachmana Omar. The Torah said, V'chol zor lo yoichal kodesh. A zor is not allowed to eat truma. In fact, if a zor eats truma, he's chayef misa b'dei shamayim. Not kores, but rather misa b'dei shamayim. Either way, V'tanam, we learn to the Mishnah, Ma'arvim l'nazir b'yayin u'li Yisrael. But truma, a Yisrael who's not allowed to eat truma is allowed to use wine for his Erev Techumen. This is a Mishnah in Masechtas Erevin, and the Mishnah, which Pashtus is discussing Eruvei Techumen, not Eruvei Chatzeros, says, Ma'arvin li'Yisrael b'truma. Yisrael is allowed to use truma as an Erev Techumen. What do you see from there? That he's allowed to benefit from truma. Because if he can't benefit from truma, how would he be allowed to use truma for his erev? What's the kasha? It says in the Torah, v'chol zor lo yoichal kodesh. You're not allowed to eat truma. So bishlam, according to Chizkiya, it says lo yoichal. Lo yoichal means you're not allowed to eat it. Doesn't mean you're not allowed to benefit from it. So very good. Ma'arvin li'Yisrael b'truma. Yisrael's allowed to use truma as his erev truma. But according to Rabbi Vo, every time it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat something, it also means you're not allowed to benefit from it. So if it says in the Torah, v'chol zor lo yoichal kodesh, it should mean isra no as well. And if that's the case, why is it that Yisrael is allowed to use truma as is Erev Tchumen? I'm Rapapas. Rapapas Hashani Hasim. It's different in the parashah of Tchumen, the Amakra, because there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, V'nechshav lochem trumaschem. And we learn from the word trumaschem shalochem tehe, that it's your truma, it's a special ribui telling me that Yisrael is allowed to benefit from truma. V'idach, Chizkiya, who doesn't need trumaschem to tell me that Yisrael is allowed to benefit from truma, because all it says in the Torah is lo yoichal, lo yoichal means Yisrael, doesn't mean Israel, no. So why then did the Torah say the word trumaschem? Says the Gemara, trumaschem dechal Yisrael kama. The word trumaschem is not really a diak. In other words, you'd only be able to darshan from the word trumaschem if we would assume that it's an extra word. So Rabbi Vo held, V'nechshav lochem trumaschem. your truma, Lashon Rabbim. The way we darshan trumaschem is the truma shalochem. Chizkiyah felt it wasn't a drasha. Grammatically, the word trumaschem actually makes sense. Thus, there's nothing extra. Thus, in the world of midoy shatar and drashas bam, you can't extrapolate anything from the word trumaschem. So according to Rab Avo, truma's mutar bahana because it says trumaschem. According to Chizkiyah, truma's mutar bahana simply because there's no reason to assume that it would be asabana. All it says in the Torah is lo yoichal, and lo yoichal means isser achila. Lo yoichal doesn't mean isser hana. But this again is another example, as we went through in yesterday's daf, where although Rab Avo and Chizkiyah saw the world very differently, but there's no nafkimin alalacha. Everybody agrees that truma's asabachila. Everybody agrees that truma is muta bahanav. Are a nazir afraid to give another kasha? A nazir, the Rachmana Amar, the Torah said that a nazir amongst the many isurim that he now has to deal with when he becomes a nazir, says the Torah, mikoyla she ye yase mi gefen hayayin mecharzanim vaadzog lo yoichel, that a nazir is not allowed to eat these different grape products. Okay, the time we learned in the Mishnah, Marvel nazir biayin, that a nazir is allowed to use wine for a zeruve techumin. So again, it's a kashin rabavo. Bishlam, according to Chizki, that says lo yoichel just means isra achil, it doesn't mean isra no. So that's why the nazir is allowed to benefit from the yayin. He's allowed to use it as erev techumin. But according to rabavo, isra achil means isra no. Why is allowed to use it as Erev Tchumen? Amar Azutra. So Azutra said, Shani Hasam, there too in the parsha of the Nazir, the Amar Krav, there's an extra pasuk. It says, Nizroi, Kol Yemei Nizroi. It's his Nazirus. You own your Nazirus. What's that coming to say? Shaloi Yehei. It's coming to teach me a halacha that all these things that you're not allowed to eat, at the very least, you're allowed to benefit from it. So again, you're right. Lo Yoichel really should mean Nisrana, but it's a Mefurish pasuk. Rav Ashi said it's learned from a different pasuk in the parsha of Nazir. It says, Kadosh Yeh Gadel Pera Sa'ar Roshay. And we learn from there, Sa'ar Skidulei Kadosh. What's the pasuk coming to say? That the hair of the Nazir has Kedusha. Right? The Nazir's hair has Kedusha. In the case of Shimshon HaGibor, it had supernatural powers. But at the very least, every Nazir, even not Shimshon, has Kedusha in his hair. And we learn from there that only Gidulei Kadosh, an interesting drasha, the hair of the Nazir has Kedusha. However, ve'ein davar achar kadosh, but the rest of the things that the Nazir has isurim with are not kadosh. What's it coming to teach you? Meaning, all these things that the Nazir is not allowed to eat, he's allowed to benefit from it. Because if it had kedusha, he wouldn't be able to benefit from it. So this drasha of gidulei kadosh, ve'ein davar achar kadosh, what's the practical halacha that it's teaching me? That all these other things don't have kedusha. In other words, they're mutabana. But the Gemara says, midi ve'ein davar achar ksiv, I don't understand the drasha, Frank the Gemara. Rav Ashi, it doesn't say Kodesh Yir Gadol Pera, this has Kedusha as opposed to something else. It says the hair has Kedusha. Maybe the hair has Kedusha. Maybe Mechartzan and Vatzak, all the Machalas Asuras, all the things that the Nazir now eat also has Kedusha. Where do you see that only the hair has Kedusha? Not this Elam Achvartik Marzutra. You have to say what Marzutra said. What did Marzutra say? That what's the Makar that a Nazir is allowed to benefit from Yayin and all these things that he's not allowed to eat? Because it says Kol Yemei Nizroi, he owns his Naziris. It's coming to teach me that he's allowed to benefit from these things that the Nazir is not allowed to eat. Either way, so the first two Machalis Asuras that the Gemara discussed in today's daf are Truma, that a Zar is not allowed to eat, and Yayin, that a Nazir is not allowed to eat. In both cases, the Torah says the Lashon of Lo Yoichal or Lo Yoichel, and it's clear that it only means Isra Achila, doesn't mean Isra Hana. Hence, Akasha and Rav Avoh. Now, where do you see that it means Heter Hana? So the Gemara brought the same Mishnah to prove both. It's a Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak of Masechtas Erevin. It's a Mishnah that says that when it comes to using food to make your Erev Tchumen, a Yisrael who's not allowed to eat Truma is allowed to use Truma, and a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine is allowed to drink wine. Tosfos asks a very obvious kasha in light of the fact that we just recently learned Masechtas Erevin. And that is, it's mavur in many sugyas in Masechtas Erevin. You're only allowed to make an Erev Tchumen for a Dvar Mitzvah. You're not allowed to make an Erev Tchumen because you're interested in taking a Shpatzir on Shabbos afternoon. It has to be for a Dvar Mitzvah. The Gemara's examples of Dvar Mitzvah are the Lechas, the Beis Ovel, or the Beis Mishter. But the point is, it has to be for a Dvar Mitzvah. To the extent that Erev Tchumen is only used for a Dvar Mitzvah, so if that's the case, when the Nazir is benefiting from the Erev Tchumen, in Halacha, that benefit is not really considered Hana. Because we know the rule. Mitzvah slav lahonis didn't know. And when the Yisrael is benefiting from the truma, he's not really benefiting from the truma. Because he's benefiting from it for a dvar mitzvah. But hanah in the context of dvar mitzvah is not really hanah. Because mitzvah slav lahonis didn't know. So taisis bavarns the kasha. Either way, not fit today. Zok the Gemara. Very chadosh. Another example of Mechalos Asura is chadosh. You're not allowed to eat from the tuah chadosh until the carbon omer is born. The Rachmana Amar. So the Torah said, v'lechem v'koli v'charmel lo yisoichlu at etzem ayoyim. As time we learned in the Mishnah, koitze l'shachas v'maychel v'hemo. You're let it cut shachas, that's unripened food, that's chadosh, and you let it feed it to be a hema. What does it mean you let it feed it to be a hema? It's mutamana. Why is it mutamana? It says in the Torah, lo yisoichlu, bishul, according to Chizki, lo yisoichlu means it's rachel, it doesn't mean it's rana. But according to Rabavo, it means it's rana as well. Amar Shmayesh, ani hasim, there too we have a pasuk. The Amar Kro, it says in the Torah, kitzirchem, uktsartem es kitzira, vahavesem es oimer reishes kitzirchem el hakoyen, and we learn from this, shalachem yeh, it's a special ribui telling me you own your chadosh, meaning you let to benefit from it. The idach kitzirchem the chol Yisrael mashma. Kitzirchem is not extra. If kitzirchem was extra, then it could teach me something. But if kitzirchem is just a way of talking, Moshe is talking to the Yidden and is saying you should take your kitzirchem. That. So there's nothing extra about that word. There's no diuk. As a result, you can't learn from there that there's a heter on. Afraid to give another kasha. Very shrotzim. What about shrotzim? The Rachmana Amar the pasuk says as it relates to shrotzim sheketu lo yeyochel. Here it says lo yeyochel. So here you have to think not only Rabavo. Here you have to think Chizki. The time we learned in the Mishnah tzaydei chayva oifes v'dogim. Someone that was a hunter. He used to trap animals. Whether it was chayes oif. His fish and and all of a sudden he looks in his net and he sees he caught a non-kosher animal. So what does he do with it? You're allowed to sell it. What's the kasha? Why are you allowed to sell it? The sheretz you shouldn't be allowed to sell. It says now this is of course a kasha on Rabbi Vo who holds that every time he says in the Torah it's rachil means it's ranot. So why are you allowed to sell it to a guy? But this is also a kasha according to Chizki. Because even though Chizki says that when it says in the Torah you're not allowed to eat something, it just means you're not allowed to eat it, but you are allowed to benefit from it. But when it says like by chometz, there means Israel as well. So, afraid the Gemara mutarin lemeichram lenachri. Why is this not asabana? So the Gemara says the same teretz that it's been saying. Shani hasam d'amakra lochem. What does lochem mean? Shalochem. Yeah, hey, that on some level you own your shkatzim. Kol sheretz ha'oif ha'hoylech al arba, sheketzu lochem. It's coming to teach me that you're allowed to benefit from it. Ihachi freit the Gemara. If there's a pasuk that says lochem, afilu lekatchilo nami. So why lekatchilo are you not allowed to benefit from it? So what do you see lekatchilo you're not? The Mishnah was mashma that way. The Mishnah says you went hunting. You happen to have caught a non-kosher animal, says the Torah, that says the Mishnah, you're allowed to benefit from it. The Torah says, lochem. But it sounds like this is all like a b'di'evit, ben b'noishel b'di'evit. It just so happens, it was Sunday afternoon, you went fishing, you caught something that you weren't really allowed to eat, so what do I do with it now? Okay, you have it, it's here, what are you going to do? Well, you're not going to throw it back into the ocean, so you might as well make a few bucks off of it. Wait, that's what it sounds like from the Mishnah. It sounds like this is one big halacha b'di'evit. If there's a pasuk that says, lochem, shalochem, yeah, you can benefit from it. I should be able to do this for a living. So why is this only a b'di'evit? This should be a l'katchilo. Shani hachad amakro, because it's another pasuk. It says, v'sheketz yiyu lochem mipsorem lo yisoychelu v'es nivlasam tishaketsu. And we learn from the word yiyu bahaviyasam yuhu. Meaning, it's sheketz, it's disgusting, and the sheketz yiyu, it should always be disgusting. It's in the context, from a halacha perspective, is it's coming to teach me that there's an isser hanah. So there's an isser hanah, and there's a heter hanah. The isser hanah is yiyu, the heter hanah is lochem, so it teaches me that I'm allowed to benefit from it, but it's only like a b'di'evit type of hanah. Rekatchilo, really I'm not supposed to. Zok the Gemara, another kasha. L'chizkiyo, according to Chizkiyo, why did the Torah have to say lo yeyachel and lochem? Loy lichtav rachmana lo yeyachel v'loy boy lochem. At the end of the day, according to Rabbi Vo and according to Chizki, like in every case that we've seen so far, there's no nafkimin al halacha. Everybody agrees what the halacha is. What's the halacha as it relates to shkatzim v'rimasim? So according to everybody, you're not allowed to eat it. You are allowed to benefit from it, but it's like a b'di'evit type of hana. Really, the katchilo, you're not supposed to benefit from it. How do we get to that point? So, according to Rabbi Vo, it's very simple. It said in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Torah wrote the word lochem to tell me that even though you're not allowed to eat it, but at the same time, there is some level of hana that you're allowed to have. According to Chizkiya, same thing. The Torah said lo yeyachel, which means iser hana. And then the Torah went, and the Torah countered that by saying lochem to tell me that really there is some heterana. The kasha is, if the word lo yachel is extra, right? And according to Chizkin, why did the Torah write the word lo yachel extra? You would think to teach me Isser Hana. That's why the Torah, for example, said lo yachel chametz, to teach me that chametz is asabana. The problem is at the end of the day, it's not asabana. How do I know it's not asabana? Because it says lochem, which is mutabana. So it sounds like the Torah really went out of its way to say that the shrotzim are mutter bahana, where the Torah could have said the same thing by saying nothing. In other words, had the Torah just said, you're not allowed to eat shrotzim. So according to Chizkia, it would be mutter bahana. You wouldn't need lochem to teach me it's mutter bahana. I would know it's mutter bahana, because all it said is that it's asa b'achila. So why would I think it's asa bahana? No, why did the Torah have to tell me lochem to teach me that it's mutter bahana? Because it said, lo yeyachel. The question is, don't say lo yeyachel, and it shouldn't have to say lochem. See, according to Rav Avoh, it has to say lochem. Because any which way the Torah is going to tell me you're not allowed to eat the shrotzim, I'm going to think it's asa bahana. So the Torah has to tell me lochem to teach me that it's mutter bahana. But according to Chizkia, the only reason I think it would be asa bahana is because it says lo yeyachel. I need lochem to tell me that even though it says lo yeyachel, it's mutter bahana. So freak the Gemara, don't say lo yeyachel, and I wouldn't need lochem. And the Gemara's teretz is a very important teretz. Amalecha Chizkia, Chizkia is going to tell me, you're right. It's an excellent point. It's an excellent point. Once you know that lo yeyachel means esir hana, then really the Torah would not have had to have tell me lo yeyachel esir hana, and then say lochem heter hana. Just don't say lo yeyachel. Don't say lochem, I would know heter hana. But Chizki said, you now I know my whole shtickle Torah. You now I know that lo yeyachel means isra achila, not isra hana. But lo yeyachel means isra hana, taimi didi nami mehacha. I actually know it from this parsha. I know it from the parsha of Shrotzim. From the fact that in the parsha of Shrotzim, I have lochem and I have lo yeyachel, it's precisely from this parsha that I know the halacha. Enochinami, once you know everything, say you have a good kasha. Don't say lo yeyachel and don't say lochem. Meaning, if you know the distinction between lo yeyachel and lo yeyachel, then just don't say lo yeyachel and I wouldn't need lochem. The problem, however, Chizki says, I don't know it until I learned this parsha. This parsha is the makar. So had it not said lo yeyachel and lochem in this parsha, I would have always thought like Rav Avoh. I would have thought that lo yeyachel means isra achila and it means isra no. So the Torah had to say, because without this parasha, I would have never known it. It's because of this parasha, taimed didin nami meyocha, that I know this halacha. Zok de Gemara weiter. Vaharei chametz. What about chametz? The Rachman Amar says in the Torah lo yeyachel chametz. Tanya we learned to the Brayis. Rabbi Yisak Lili Amar Lili said Tomal Atzmacha. Hey chametz asabana kol shiva. Rabbi Yisak Lili said that you think chametz is asabana kol shiva. No way. Chametz is not asabana kol shiva. What's the kasha? It says lo yachal chametz, and you have Rabbi Yosi Aglili that says that chametz is really mutabana. Now, just to be clear, the sugya started with chametz, right? That's how the sugya started. I'm a chizki. Chizki said, "Minayin, how do you know that chametz is aser bana on Pesach? Because it says lo yachal chametz." Clear. Now that brisa that the Gemara brought, Chizki, who was mefarish, and said that the reason chametz is aser bana is because it says lo yachal chametz, was really explaining only the shita that holds that chametz is asabana, which is the only shita that we've seen up until Pesachim Daf Chav Gimel. But right now we're being introduced for the first time to shitas Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that chametz is actually mutter bahana. If chametz is mutter bahana, sefreik the Gemara, what happened to lo yachel chametz? Meaning the same lo yachel chametz that Chizkiya used to explain the shitas that hold that chametz is asabana, so it's now a ha'or, it's now a question on the shitas that hold that chametz is mutabana. Rabbi Yisak Lili, the shita is that chametz is mutabana. The kashan is, what happened to lo yachel chametz? So it's certainly a kasha according to Rabbi Avoh. Rabbi Avoh holds even lo yachel chametz would mean iser hana. Rabbi Yisak Lili holds it's mutabana, but it's even a kasha according to Chizkia, because Chizkia holds that lo yachel chametz certainly means Isser Hana, and here you have Rabbi Yosi Aglili that holds Heter Hana. So again, till now we were talking about the Manama that holds that Chometz is Asabana. If you hold Chometz is Asabana, so beautiful. Matoiv Manoi. According to Rabbi Avoh, it's Asabana because you're not allowed to eat Chometz, so it means you can't have enough from it either. According to Chizkia, the Torah said, Lo Yeyachel Chometz. So it's all good if you hold that Chometz is Asabana. The whole world is perfectly aligned. The problem is if you hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who's also a Tana, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that Chometz is Mutter Bahana, it says, Isser achilo, ayet says lo yeyochel. So do we have to start rethinking gedan nosho and dam and even menachai and sharan niskol and arlo and shumali yisrael and nazir and yayin le nazir and chadash and shrotzim? Do we have to start going back to all these different things because b'churu Rabbi Yisrael Agli doesn't seem to stim in anything? Zokti gemara, nafshani hasam. Rabbi Yisrael Agli can stim and can reconcile with everything that we've learned up until this point. What then is the reason Rabbi Yisrael Agli holds that even though it says not only yinal that he eat chametz, but lo yeh yochel, still chametz is mutter b'hano, the amak krov, because the pasuk says, lo yirah lecha sa'ar, and we learn from the word lecha, for lo yirah lecha, shalcha I ato, shalcha yehe, that this chametz should belong to you. Again, similar to the drasha of lochem and kitzirchem and all those different drashas that we've seen earlier, same concept, that lecha is coming to teach me that you own it, that it's something that you're allowed to benefit from. So you're right, really, lo yiyachel shemin isr hana, but being that there's a special drasha by chametz, that's why all this mutaban of Rabbanon. What did the Rabbanon do with this drasha of lecha, v'lo yirah lecha, shalcha yatoraya, avalatoraya shalacherim? The Rabbanon hold that that's coming to teach me something else. Your chametz you're not allowed to see on Pesach. However, shalacherim, if it belongs to somebody else, or shalgoy, it belongs to Hekdesh, then it's not v'idach. What does Rabbi Yisrael do with that? Meaning, has he know that? Alocha trei lecha ksivi. It says the word lecha twice. It says, matzis yeyochel l'shiva sayyamim v'lo yira lecha chametz v'lo yira lecha sa'ar b'chol gvulecha. So the Gemara says, so it says it twice. So twice is coming to teach me. One, to tell me the halacha that you're allowed to have enough from it, and the other one to tell me, shalcha yataraya, avalataraya, shalachem, shalach, v'idach. The other man, the amma, what does it do with the other? Chad benachach, kibashtoi, v'chad benachach, shalai kibashi. It's coming to teach me that you're allowed to have a goy's chametz in your house, meaning that it's not yours, and it's you're allowed to have it regardless of whether you the goy works for you or he doesn't work for you. Meaning, there would have been a havamina that maybe if he works for you, if it's kibashtoi, maybe there is as far, we saw this earlier in the Masechta, maybe then you wouldn't be allowed to have his chametz, kamash blan, even at the idach. Has he know that? How does he learn three halachas from two luchas? Number one, he's teaching me that it's mutamana. Number two, shalcha yataraya, and noy mi baya. It doesn't matter whether it's a nachush akibashta or it's a nachush alaykibashta. Samara says, he holds tlasa lucha. He actually says the word lucha not twice. It says it three times. Where's the third time? It says it in Mishnah Torah, v'lo yirah lecha sar b'chol gvul chashivas yamim. So number one, lo yirah lecha chametz. Number two, v'lo yirah lecha sar. That's in Parshas Boy. And then in Mishnah Torah, v'lo yirah lecha sar b'chol gvul lecha in Parshas Re'eh. Regardless, being that it says it three times, that v'idach, what about his three? Chad b'sar v'chad b'chametz v'tzrichi. The three is not really three, it's really only two. Because the two that are mentioned in Parshas Boy are v'lo yirah lecha chametz, v'lo yirah lecha sar. Chametz and sar, even though we haven't really gone through this yet, are not exactly the same thing. We'll see what the difference is, but chametz is one parasha maybe, and chametz in sar is another parasha. Therefore, you need. So the bottom line is, what the Gemara just asked was, is that according to Rabbi Yisrael Glil that holds chametz is mutabah, no, it says you're not allowed to eat it, it even says v'lo yiyachel. So what's the short answer? The Gemara gave a long answer. But what's the short answer? It says v'lo yirah lecha. Lecha means shalecha yehe. You're allowed to own your chametz, meaning at the very least, it's mutar b'hano. So again, we have a machlokes in Chizkiyah and Rav. According to Chizkiyah, when it says in Torah you're not allowed to eat something, it means you're not allowed to eat it, but you are allowed to benefit from it, unless the Torah does something out of the ordinary, like lo yeyochel. According to Rav Avoh, every time it says in Torah you're not allowed to eat something, means you're not allowed to eat it. It also means you're not allowed to benefit from it. So this is a machlokes between Chizkiyah and Rav Avoh, who were both Amayroim. They were from the earlier Amayroim, but Amayram nonetheless. So it's a machloikis Amayram. I think that maybe this machloikis Amayram is really a machloikis Tanoim. So what's this machloikis Tanoim? So the context is the halacha of chalef. So we know there's certain fats of an animal, even of a kosher animal, that you're not allowed to eat. Not all fats, certain fats, right? You could sit down, eat a piece of meat, then eat the fat. But that's the kosher fats. There's the kosher fat, and there's the non-kosher fat. The sugis and Masechta Schulim talk about which fats are not kosher. There's four types of fats that are considered non-kosher fats. The non-kosher fats are so chamor, they're so chamor, that if somebody eats them, he's chayiv karas. In fact, one of the reasons that a lot of people don't eat from the back of the animal is because most of the non-kosher fats are in the back of the animal. And because they're there, they're very hard to take out. And if somebody would eat them, you'd be chayiv karas. Right, we spoke about the git hanasha being in the hind part of the animal. But the truth is, these chalavim that are asur are also there as well. And it's for that reason, most yidim we just sell it, and that's what we end up doing. Because the it's very complicated to remove those fats, and as a result, we just stay away from them. Regardless, so this pasuk is in the context of the halachas of chelev. The pasuk says, "Dabro b'nei Yisrael leimor kol chelev shor v'chesev ve'ez." And then the pasuk continues and says, "V'chelav nevela, the chelav of a nevela, the chelav treifan, the chelav of a treifan." These are animals you're not allowed to eat. They're kosher animals, but you can't eat it because it's a nevela or a treifan. So if you have its fats, ye'yasel l'chol melacha, you can do melacha with it. However, v'achol lo yisoichlu. So you're not allowed to eat the fats of a regular good kosher animal, even if the animal was a nevela or a treifan, which means they had some sort of issue with it. Still, va'achol lo yisoichlu. However, here the Torah throws in, and the Torah says, "Ye'yasa l'chol melach." The question is, what is the ye'yasa l'chol melach? It's not tamal, l'chol melach. And not just that, l'chol melach kol is always l'rabbis. So it sounds like we have a heter, and not just that, like a riboy in the heter, l'chol melach. So I would have thought, l'melach is gevoy yehev mutter, l'melach is hedyit yeheyasa. Meaning, from the fact that the Torah said, yeyasa melach, I know, says the Gemara, that you're allowed to have enough from. I can have some benefit from it. The Torah said the word l'chol melacha to teach me, not only am I allowed to have enough from it for gevoya, but I'm even allowed to have enough from it for hedit. Meaning you would thought that maybe hektish, maybe the gizbar, maybe the Beis Hamikdash, they're allowed to benefit from it, but maybe a regular pashat yid is not allowed to. So l'chol melacha is coming to teach me, that's the special reboot. Tamuloyim l'chol melacha, divrei b'yisakli. Azoy halt rabbi yisakli. Now what would be the svara, by the way? Why would you think that hektish is allowed to benefit from chelev, but a regular yid is not allowed to benefit from chelev? The svara is because the chalavim you weren't allowed to eat, but the chalavim in a carbon used to go on the mizbeach. So you see that the mizbeach, hektish, actually was allowed to use the chalavim. Right? You can't eat it, but at the same time, it goes on the mizbeach. So you would have thought that being that they get it, it goes on the mizbeach, so maybe you could benefit from it also. So the pasuk is coming to teach me a heter hana, number one. Number two, l'chol melach is coming to teach me that this heter hana is not only true for hektish, but it's true for hedyit as well. Kiva had a whole different understanding. Sheyachal, I would have thought, l'melach is hedyit yehitar, l'melach is gevoy yehitami. The pasuk is not coming to teach me that chelav is mutabana. What the pasuk is coming to teach me is that chelav is tar. It's not tame. What's the chiddush that chelav is tahar? Because an avela is tame. An avela, in addition to being asav achila, is also tame. So you would have thought that the chelav of an avela maybe should be tame. So that's what the pasuk is coming to teach me. Ye'yasa l'chol melacha. Not that it's mutabana, but rather that it's tahar. And I would have thought that maybe it's only tahar for gevaya. Maybe it's not tahar for hedi, like we said, because chelav is mutal gevaya. So maybe it's also tahar gevaya. But maybe for a regular yid, maybe for him it's going to be tamei tamei malachol malacha. Bottom line, according to Yosei Aglili, when the pasuk says that the chelav of an avela and a treifa yeyasa l'chol malacha, what's it coming to tell me that it's mutabana? What is l'chol, the word kol, coming to teach me even for a hedyit? According to Rabbi Akiva, what is yeyasa l'chol malacha coming to teach me that it's not tamei, an avela is tamei, this is not tamei, this is really tar? What does l'chol malacha teach me? It's not only tar for hektish, but it's going to be tar for hedyit as well. So the Gemara fears us. Rabbi Yosei Aglili, l'tuma v'tayra lo yitzterach kra. According to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, the Torah didn't have to tell me that the chelav of an avela is tar. Ki yitzterach kra l'yitzterach l'hater. What did the Torah need to tell me yeyasa l'chol melacha for, that it's mutabana? Rabbi Akiva, just the opposite. Isav ahet loy tzarcha. The Torah didn't have to tell me that it's mutabana. What the Torah did have to tell me is that it's going to be mutar. Bottom line is, we have a machlokes. According to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, what's the pasuk yeyasa l'chol melacha teach me? That chelav is mutabana. According to Rabbi Akiva, what's the pasuk coming to teach me? That chelav of a nevela is tahar, meaning it's not a source of tum, it's not an avatum. So what's the machlokes over here? According to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, don't have to tell me that it's tahar. According to Rabbi Akiva, you don't have to tell me that it's mutabano. My labakam ifulgiz. So the Gemara says gishmak. Rabbi Yosei Aglili sover. Rabbi Yosei Aglili holds lo yisoichlu. When it says in Torah you're not allowed to eat something mashma beinisra achila beinisra no, it means it's asav achila and it's asav ano. So once the Torah told me that chelav is asav achila, you would think it's asav ano as well. It's v'chiyasa krodem eshayin l'nevela bano who dasas. I need a pasuk now to tell me that no, that chelav is mutabano. Yeyasa l'chom alocha. That extra pasuk is teaching me that it's mutabano. Rabbi Kiva sover. Rabbi Kiva holds isra achila mashma isra ano loy mashma. Rabbi Kiva held like chizkiya. Now when it says in Torah you're not allowed to eat something, it means only not allowed to eat it, but you are allowed to have enough from it. So if that's the case, do I need a pasuk to tell me that chelav is mutabana? No. Why would I think chelav is also bana? All it says, it doesn't say lo yeyochel. It just says lo yisaychlu. So why would I think that it would be also bana? So v'chiyasa cross. Well, then what then is the pasuk coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me that it's going to be tar, that it's not going to be a source of tumah. Says the Gemara, so it would seem then the machloikis Chizki Rabavo is a machloikis Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabavo. So the Gemara says, Leimu Kutanoi, right? Bitmiya, should we say that? Is this an assumption that we should make? The Gemara says, Loi, Kulia, maybe I'll tell you, everybody holds like Soichu Mash, Bein Nisrachi, Lebein Nisrano. Maybe everybody holds like Rabavo. Both Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva hold like Rabavo. That, whatever it says, Nisrachi, it also means Israno. So if that's the case, what's the machloikis over here? Vahacha, Bahacha, Miflgi. Over here, the machloikis was as follows. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Sabra Yosi Aglili. He held kishahutra nevela when the Torah was matter nevela bahana. It says he hutra chalba v'gidaloi hutra. Torah was matter only the nevela. Torah was never matter the chelav. Torah was never matter the gidanasha. If that's the case, being that Rabbi Yosi Aglili was saying everybody holds like Rabbi Avo, that chelav is also bachila, you would think it's also bana. Even though nevela is mutabana, v'ger hashev isharecha titneno amachar simkerena, but that's only nevela. We don't know that about the chelav. We don't know that about the git. So v'chi yitzr chkrol, the hetirano udasna. So we need a pasuk to tell me if chelav is mutabana. Meaning, if chelav is mutabana, you're going to have to tell me chelav is mutabana. How else am I supposed to know that? The fact that Torah said lo yisoichlu means eser hano. The fact that Torah was matin avela, that has no bearing on chelav. It has no bearing on the gedanosh. So I need a pasuk for that. Yeyasa l'chol melach is coming to teach me that. Rabbi Akiva sava kuchahutra nevela chalba v'gida nami hutra. When the Torah was matin avela, Torah was matin the chelav and the gid as well. If that's the case, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's mutabah. No. That's why I need a pasuk to teach me tumah v'tayra. In other words, the Gemara thought that from the fact that Rabbi Yosi Aglili held that you need a pasuk to tell me that chelav was mutabana, no, he obviously holds a Rabbi Avol. Obviously, because if you know like Rabbi Avol, why don't you need a pasuk to tell him that chelav was mutabana? Klar. But the fact that Rabbi Akiva held you don't need a pasuk must be because Rabbi Akiva held a chizkiya. And he held that just because the Torah said it's asabachila doesn't mean it's asabana. No. And it's for that reason, if you hold like chizkiya, unless proven otherwise, we assume it's only Yisrachil and not Yisrael. No. Therefore, I don't need a pasuk to tell me it's mutabana. What then is the pasuk coming to teach me that it's not a source of tumah? Says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Akiva really also maybe holds like Rabbi Avol. The reason Rabbi Akiva held you don't need a pasuk to tell me that chelav is muta b'hana is not because I would anyways think it's muta b'hana because the halacha is like Chizkiya. But rather, the reason is because Rabbi Akiva held there's a mefurish pasuk that already told me that chelav is muta b'hana. Where did the Torah tell me that chelav is muta b'hana? You know, the Torah told me Chelav, the Torah said Nevela is Mutabana. And if Nevela is Mutabana, Hu Adin Chalba and Hu Adin Gida are both going to be Mutabana. It would seem maybe, before we go weiter, that there's a nafgamina between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, we're saying, the Gemara, two Mahalchim, just Pashup Shan and the Gemara, had to understand the Machlokes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. The first Malach was Rabbi Yosi Aglili held like Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Akiva held like Chizkiya. The second Malach was Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva both hold like Rabbi Avo. The Machlokes, however, is when the Torah said that Nevela is Mutabana, did it mean the Nevela and the Chelev of the Nevela and the Gidanasha of the Nevela? Or did it mean only the Chelev? Did it mean only the Nevela, not the Chelev, and not the Gid? Right? That's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara. Mamon of Shach, the Chelev itself is going to be Mutabana. But here's the question. The question is, what about the Gid? Is the Gid going to be Mutabana, or is the Gid going to be Asmana? If when the Torah was Mata the Nevela, the Torah was Mata Chalba Vigida, so the Chelev is going to be Mutabana, and the Gid is going to be Mutabana. Just like the Nevela is Mutabana. If, however, when the Torah was Mata Nevela, the Torah was not Mata Chalba Vegida, like Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds, the only reason the Chalab is Mutabana is because I have a pasuk, because it says, V'chalab Nevela, V'chalab Trefe Yosel Chomalach, and what it's coming to teach me is that it's Mutabana. So I have a Mufurish a pasuk to teach me that the Chalab is Mutabana. But I don't have a pasuk to teach me that the Gidanosha is Mutabana. So this is seemingly a derivative machloikis that's going to come out from this exchange. Meaning, if the beer in the machloikis, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, is whether when the Torah was matin avela b'hano, the Torah also meant to be matin chelav and gid, what would be the halacha l'mais? Is gid anasha muta b'hano, or is gid anasha going to be a chelav is m'mon of shach can be muta b'hano? Because if you hold that when the Torah was matin avela, the Torah was matin chelva, so it's obviously muta b'hano. And even if you hold that when the Torah was matin avela, the Torah wasn't matin chelva, but I have a pasuk for that. That's Rabbi Yosi Aglili Shita. The chelav nevela, the chelav trefi, ye yasa l'chol melacha, which means it's muta b'hano. But there's no pasuk for gidanasha. So the question is, what about gidanasha? Is gidanasha going to be muta b'hano, or is it going to be yasa b'hano? So the Gemara discussed it briefly on daf chav beis amana. But the Gemara now is going to revisit that in light of what we just said. So the Gemara, Ashkechon, Rabbi Yosi Agli Ashkuchon Chelav D'Shayir Rachman Abano. We have a pasuk to tell me that Chelav was Mutabano. Meaning, even though Rabbi Yosi Agli holds him when the Torah was Matan Avela, the Torah wasn't Matan Chelav. But I have a special pasuk. He also L'chom Alacha teaches me that it's Mutabano. El Gid, name of the Aser. Should we assume that Rabbi Yosi Agli holds that Gid Anasha is Asabano? Now, who holds Gid Anasha is Asabano? Pshimin. The Zohar HaKadosh, the Chach Milunil. So there is a shita that holds that Gid Anasha, Menachas HaMechalef, that Ritbai. There is a shita that holds that the Gid Anasha is Asabana. So should we take out another mandama that holds Gid Anasha is Asabana? It's not only Reb Shimon, it's also Reb Yosi Aglili. So the Gemara says as follows. Iba Yosei Mahachin Amid Asar. First time, Gemara says, maybe, okay. That's okay. The Iba Yosei Mahachin Amid Asar. Or you could say that Reb Yosi Aglili is going to hold that the Gid Anasha is going to be Mutah. No, he knows that he's Kal V'chaymer. What's the Kal V'chaymer? Meaning, once you know that Chelev is Mutabana, you know that Gid Anasha is Mutabana as well. Ma Chelev Sha'anush Karas Mutabana, Ma Chelev, which you're not let it eat, which is a Chayvi Krisos, if you do eat it, is Mutabana, Gid Anasha, She'enoi Anush Karas, which is not Karas, and you're not let it eat it, like Kolshkein, certainly it should be Mutabana. Fine. So the Gemara says you could say one of the two options. Either Rabbi Yosi Agli Taka holds like Rabbi Shimon that Gid Anasha is Asabana, or he holds Mikal V'Chaymer from Chaylev that it's going to be Mutter Behana. Zok the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon the Asar, Shimon Ba'ichoy, who holds that the Gid Anasha is Asabana. So what's the kasha now? What about this Kal V'Chaymer? Gemara just said a nice Kal V'Chaymer. Chaylev is Mutter Behana, which is Onesh Kores. Kal V'Chaymer and Gid Anasha, which is only a lav, should be Asabana. Shimon is going to tell you that there's a pirch on the Kal V'Chaymer. Mal Chaylev, Shekein Huter, Mechloloi, Eitzel, Chaya. Toima Begid, Shloi Huter, Mechloloi, Eitzel, Chaya. Chaylev actually has a kula over Gid Anasha. Chaylev is only Asar in a behema. The Chaylev of a Chaya is not Asar. That's halacha. Chelev of a behema is a problem. These fats that the Torah said are aser is only aser if it's a behema, not if it's a chaya. As opposed to Gid Anasha, which is a problem both with a behema and with a chaya. So you're assuming in the Kal V'Chaymer says Reb Shimon that chelev is more common than Gid Anasha. I have a chumer that Gid Anasha has over chelev because Gid Anasha is true for behemas and chayas, as opposed to chelev, which is only a problem for a behema. It's not a problem for a chaya. The Idach Reb Yosi Aglili, who in one teretz of the Gemara does hold it as Kal V'Chaymer. What's the Kal V'Chaymer? But at the end of the day, meaning we're not discussing chayas, we're discussing behemas. I want to know right now, at the very least, what about the Gid Anasha of a behema? And within the world of behema, I do have a Kal V'Chaymer. Madoch Chelev is Mutabana, Kal V'Chaymer behema, Kal V'Chaymer Gid Anasha should be Mutabana. So the Gemara, the behema miyasla yishter, meaning at the end of the day, as it relates to behema, you find that the Chelev is Aser, I mean that the Chelev is Aser, at the very least, by a behema, the Gid Anasha should be Mutabana. Bottom line is we had another discussion in the Gemara. Almost the daf, where the Gemara talked about the machloikas again between Chizki and Rav Avoh. When the Torah says you're not allowed to eat something, it doesn't mean you're just not allowed to eat it, it doesn't mean you're also not allowed to have anah from it. And in the first daf, the Gemara went through different parashiyas in the Torah and viewed it in light of this machloikas, these two ways of seeing the world of macholis asuris. Gid Anasha, Dam, Evim Menachai, Sharan Niskol, Arlo. In today's daf, the Gemara went through a Yisrael who's not allowed to eat Truma, a Nazar who's not allowed to drink wine. The Gemara talked about the Isser of Chadash, the Gemara talked about the Isser of Shrotzim. The Gemara discussed the Shita of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who holds that Chametz is Mutter Bahana. The Gemara discussed another Shita of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Shita of Rabbi Yosi Aglili as it relates to Chelev. But the point is, Chelev, which is also Mutter Bahana. Again, in the context of Chizkiya and Rav Avoh, what do you need this pasuk for? What do you need that pasuk for? But at the end of the day, what came out is that there's terutz into all the kashas. And all the different examples of macholis asuras that we've talked about so far, really, there's no machloikis. Everybody seems to be getting along very, very well. And at the same time, we have this major nuclear machloikis. Mamish, two completely different ways to see the world. And so far, we don't have an afgamina. So there has to be an afgamina. There has to be some practical ramification of this machloikis in Chizki and Rav Avoh. And that will be, Yetz Hashem, the beginning of tomorrow's stuff.